So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Okay, had some requests on this topic. I'm in college. I want to do keto. Don't have a lot of money. Okay. I've been there, had the t-shirt. There are times in college where I had just a tiny bit of money and I had to stretch that for a long time. Of course, I didn't know any better, and I would consume the refined carbohydrates, you know, the bread, the cereal, the pasta, the ramen noodles, which then stimulates hunger and causes me to eat more and more food. So you do want to keep your carbs low, and you do want to do intermittent fasting. That right there is going to save you a lot of money. All right, so if you have the option of having like Trader Joe's or Costco in your area, go there. You're going to get it a lot cheaper. But the first food I'm going to talk about is bulk salad. You can even go to the Giant and get really inexpensive salad, okay? And you have your bowl. It's not that expensive. And that way you have your greens. Sardines are a really good go-to protein source. It has omega-3 fatty acid, both DHA and EPA. Those are the two active forms of omega-3 fatty acids. Plus, it's a great protein source. If possible, get the sardines with the bones and the skin. It's not a necessity, but it gives you some additional benefits. Kerrygold butter, okay? The butter with your food is going to satisfy you a lot more. You can get this from Trader Joe's or Costco very, very inexpensively now, and it's grass-fed. Hamburger, okay? Now, if you can't afford grass-fed, at least get organic. Okay, because that's, even though these animals are consuming grains, at least they're consuming organic grains. Okay, Costco and BJ's is starting to carry very inexpensive organic meat products. Number five, chicken thighs, wings. When you actually shop for chicken, there's a lot of different cuts and things like that. These two cuts seem to be the least expensive. Number six, summer sausage. Now, you may need to find this at a health food store, but it's not that expensive. It's a lot less expensive than other types of meats, but you can actually just cut off the amount that you want, keep it in the fridge, and it's a good source of fat and protein. The one that I use is without dextrose, okay? And number seven, my favorite, eggs. You can get pasture-raised organic eggs for under $5, okay, like $4.40. And if you do 3 eggs a day, that's like a dollar a day, a little more than a dollar a day for your protein. If you do 3 eggs per meal, that's just a little more than $1 for your protein source. And you're getting one of the best sources of protein and healthy fats and other nutrients. But I would highly recommend eating a lot of eggs. And no, it's not going to increase your cholesterol. Number eight, cabbage. Very inexpensive, a very good source of vitamin C and other nutrients, and it's cruciferous. So you can slice up some cabbage, you can saute it or mix it with your salad. It's pretty good. Squash. This doesn't necessarily have to be organic because you're not eating the outer portion, but you're cooking it and you're getting a good protein source and it's not that expensive. All right, guys, there you have it. Your keto-friendly foods on a budget. So if you're enjoying this content, go ahead and share it with someone that could really benefit from it. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.